A coalition of five tribal nations has proposed a 1.9 million-acre national monument to protect bears' ears. The nations are the Hopi, Navajo, Ute Mountain Ute, Uinta and Ore Ute, and Zuni.
All these groups continue to see this area as important because, one, ancestors are buried there. Two, it's part of their history. Three, they may visit the area to visit shrines, special places, and to collect medicinal herbs and plants that are important in religious ceremonies.
That was Bill Leip, a professor emeritus at Washington State University who has researched the archaeology of southeastern Utah for more than 50 years. Leip is one of more than 700 archaeologists who signed a letter urging Obama to protect bears' ears. The letter was written by Friends of Cedar Mesa, an organization that seeks to protect public lands in San Juan County. Josh Ewing, executive director of the organization, says the area is home to more than 100,000 archaeological sites, including well-preserved cliff dwellings, rock and art panels, artifacts, and Native American burials.
Cedar Mesa in particular, which is the central component of Bears Ears, was a formative place in the history of archaeology where the basket maker culture was discovered. Archaeologists have been advocating for the protection of these cultural resources for 113 years now.
The letter also raises concerns about looting, grave robbing, and other archaeological site damage. The Bureau of Land Management has documented 26 incidents of cultural resource damage since 2011 in San Juan County, and Leip says the vandalism has been ongoing for decades. Ewing says the archaeologists hope this letter will persuade Congress to protect the Bears Ears archaeological sites and the cultural significance of the area.
All too often in the debate about Bears Ears, it becomes more about the politics. It becomes cowboys versus Indians or Republicans versus Democrats, when really it should be about American history being preserved.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Melanie Fenstermaker.